As we near the end of this legislative session, a strong topic, as always, seems to be with the Missouri General Assembly's education, and several bills have made their way through at least one chamber or another, and it looks like one of the Senate bills, in this case Senate Bill 125, I think has met its end for this particular session.
It did. Last night, probably about midnight, Dean, my chief of staff and I actually went over to watch the debate on the bill. We'd heard it would come up this evening, and Senator Jamila Nasheed, she began the bill in the Education Committee in the Senate, and it was to try to address some of her serious concerns. She's in a very urban district in St. Louis and very concerned about the kids that are coming out of school there without the education to make them successful. And she had begun an education reform process there that she had followed, of course, all the way to the House. It passed out of the Senate. The House had loaded it up with a number of education reforms, and then in the debate process, they stripped most of those out. They pulled out everything except the part of the bill that addresses some of the real serious problems in the Kansas City School District in terms of reorganizing the Board of Education there, and then left in one reform item that was a means of evaluating school superintendents on performance. So that was the only thing that was there. They'd taken out all the references to teachers and all the references, I think, to the MSIP standards and other things that had been in the bill when it came out of the House committee, and left just that one simple assessment, which was considered a very minor reform, but it was considered significant enough to go ahead and pass legislation on. And I was disappointed that the vote was 76, I think, 82 against. So it failed to reach a constitutional majority, and neither the St. Louis reform nor the statewide evaluations of superintendents was passed. I think that people have begun to view the stability of the institution above their concern for the students. And sometimes I think this is when we see that, when you see so many of the elected officials who are, I guess, satisfied with the status quo. The kind of a minor reform, it even had a sunset on it, the way the bill was actually voted on. It was sunset, so there would have been a time period to observe and see whether this was in fact having an impact on education, whether it was working and workable. But even with the sunset, even with the very mild reforms, it was disappointing to see how many so-called professional educators voted against it, did not want anything to tamper with the status quo. I know that's always a disappointment for me, because I think that there is so much more that we can do. There are so many other states that are making education reforms, and in every case, those have been positive.
All this taken into account, the efforts that were made to put grading systems, as it were, on individual schools, districts themselves, is there any way forward in terms of getting past, again, as you say, that the status quo that seemingly is entrenched now?
You have to say there is, or we would just give up. The short answer is yes, there is a way forward. That's the wrestling match now, is figuring out how do we address the concerns of those who did oppose it. How do we give them the information that will help them realize that there are things that we could be doing differently that would benefit students? And also just continue to remind each other in the General Assembly that the focus here really should be on the success of the students. There are a number of books that I have recommended to other people, particularly those who really were interested in education reform and what we can do and whether we should do anything. And one of those is called Let's Put Parents Back in Charge. It's written by a man by the name of Joe Bast, B-A-S-T, and it's a very short book, but deals seriously with the issues that our public schools have to address every day in terms of what they have to overcome to educate children. And it introduces the reader to the power that competition has in overcoming each of those obstacles. There's another one. It's written by a fairly liberal journalist, and it addresses how third world countries educate their children. Very intriguing in terms of what he learned when he began to do this study on assignment. And then finally, there's one that's entitled How Children Succeed, which is a gathering of a lot of information, a lot of research on education, a lot of things that we all wish we knew more about. And this is a really educational book for those who are interested in education reform, those who are involved in public schools and education. I think they would really enjoy the research and the information that is in any or all of those three books.